second chapter, beginning with the first verse. Let us read that again. And the word says, now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem. Say, where is he that is born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east, and are come to worship him. When Herod the king had heard these things, and he was troubled, and all of Jerusalem with him. And when he had gathered all the chief priests and scribes of the people together, he demanded of them where Christ should be born. And they said unto him, in Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it is written by the prophet, and thou, Bethlehem, of the land of Judah, are not the least among the princes of Judah, for out of thee shall come a governor that shall rule my people Israel. Then Herod, when he had privily heard the wise men, inquired of them diligently what time the star appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem and said, go and search diligently for the young child, and when you have found him, bring me word again that I may come and worship him also. When they had heard the king, they departed, and lo, the star which they saw in the east went before them, till it came and stood over where the young child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. And when they come into the house, they saw the young child and Mary his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And when they opened their treasures, they presented him with gifts, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. I want to speak with you a little while this morning. The most precious gift. The most precious gift. You know, it's come to the point now where this is considered to be a season given.
Yes, sir.
Maybe right now, in the back of their mind, thinking I need one more day. Maybe two more days at most to go and find the perfect gift for that person that I've been saying I was going to get it. I haven't gotten it yet. But somehow it seemed like what I was looking at it wasn't quite right.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you buy a gift for somebody that you love,
yeah,
you have to know some things about that person.
Yes, sir.
You sort of want to make sure that what you get them is something that matches their personality, or maybe matches their needs. Or somehow it seems to be something that is right for that for that person. Somehow I'm just so glad that Barb loves me enough to always find the right tie. Not that that's always right. But it's good to know who you're buying things for. I know some things about it. And you know, I can't help but think that somehow the reason that those gentlemen who came from the east, we don't know whether they were kings,
that's right,
or what, but they're considered to be wise men.
Yeah.
And we recognize them as wise because somehow they knew enough about Jesus.
Yeah.
To bring in some gifts that matched who he was. Gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Somehow, I guess each one of them, when they got their gift, and we don't know that there were three. Somehow, it's just because there are three gifts, we think there were three of them. There may have been a larger number, or it may have been just one bringing all the gifts, and the others were just, we don't know. But somehow, we know that they were wise because somehow they knew who Jesus was. The gifts that they brought to Jesus matched who he was.
That's right.
Gold and frankincense and myrrh. Gold, because they knew that he was going to be the king of kings. Gold. And it wasn't that they had just picked that and said, well, anybody would like it. No. They knew that he was going to be the king.
Yes, sir.
Somehow they knew that was a gift that matched him. Because of who he is. Because of who they knew he was, they brought gold. Frankincense, or the priests that know you in divinity, they use those as when they're, and they spread them and use them during many services. And somehow those who preach and teach, frankincense is sort of special to them. And somehow they knew that he was going to be a one who was going to preach and teach. But then they also brought the myrrh, and so that's something that's used in funeral services, if you will. Part of an embalming activity. That's something that they use. So somehow they knew that he was going to be a king, that he was going to preach and teach and let us know who we are and what we ought to be doing for the Lord. And somehow they also knew that he was going to give his life. He was going to allow himself to be killed so that we might be able to have that eternal life. Something great about the, knowing all those things. That these were wise men. That they had seen the scriptures. I don't know where they got all the word from. Maybe some of those folks would left Jerusalem when they had to feel like they had to get out of there. Somehow they, where the places they went, they talked about the Lord and talked about the scriptures. And somehow these men that were able to see those things and perhaps understand some of those things. But from all they got to know, they knew who Jesus was.
Yeah.
They knew who he was. Those special gifts, those perfect gifts, if you will, a gift for somebody who matches who they are.
Yeah.
You know, when you talk about gifts, and certainly this is the season of giving, when you talk about gifts, the most precious gift that anybody could ever have is a gift that God gave to us.
Yeah.
In Jesus Christ.
That's right.
So we talk about giving here, but somehow what God gave to us was the most precious gift in Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
You know, I can tell you that now. That's the sermon. We talk about the gifts that were given to Jesus. And then we talk about the most precious gift, which is Jesus, which is given to us. We can say, well, the sermon's over now. But you know, I can't stop there. Because I want to talk to you now a little bit about the gifts that we ought to be giving to Jesus.
Well, we
know who he is.
Yeah.
We know enough about him to know the things that he wants. So now the wise men knew that he was king. They gave him the gold. Well, you know, I think what Jesus went on, if we ask Jesus to give us a list of the things that he would desire and from us, I don't think that he would say gold. I think he'd say something very similar to gold. I think Peter said faith is more precious than gold. I believe rather than saying gold, I think we ought to say we ought to have more faith in him. Jesus would want is for us to trust him more and more. Recognize who he is and trust him more and more. Jesus wants our trust. He wants us to believe in him.
Yes, sir.
He wants us to recognize who he is. He wants to be able to move in our lives because he has. He's been moving in my life. And if I've got some faith, I know if I call on him, I can trust him.
Yes,
I know if I'm going through something, he already knows more about my situation than I do. I have faith that I can depend on him. I can trust in him and believe in him. Talk about gifts. Gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Well, let's not go to the gold. Let's go to the faith. That's what I can do. I don't have a lot of gold. But I have faith that keeps going more and more and more. What Jesus wants is our faith. But you know, he wants more than that. He died on a cross for us. He died on a cross that we might be able to have eternal life. Somehow all that he went through, I'm talking about the cross that he carried. The way that he dragged that heavy cross for me. Because of what he did for me. Because of the love he showed for me. I believe I can't help it. I can't help but love it. I love it. What Jesus wants from us is our faith. And certainly he wants our love. And I can't help but love him. I don't know how you feel about it. But I don't know what else Jesus could possibly do to make me love him more. Carried my cross, died on the cross, provided for me an opportunity for eternal life. I love the Lord. I love the Lord. I trust in him and I love the Lord. Wait a minute. What else should we be giving to the Lord? I believe what he would have us to do is to accept the salvation that he died for. He would have us to recognize we already believe in him. Recognize there's no way we can help and love him. He wants us to fully accept and embrace the salvation that he died for. All that he went through, all that he accomplished out of Calvary, we have it only if we accept and embrace the salvation. Jesus wants some gifts from us. He wants our love. He wants us to trust in him, and he wants us to fully embrace that he has given to us. He wants us to believe and recognize and love him, but he wants us to accept, fully accept, embrace again ourselves, embrace our salvation. Somehow many of us who are here right now,
we may feel like we feel at the lowest, but we're sort of wrapped up in our religious attire. So I guess we sort of, if we come here looking like gifts, but somehow deep down inside, even though we may look awfully nice on the outside, and ribbons and bones, we're some raggedy gifts.
My Lord, my Lord.
You can wrap up some gifts and open it up in
my Lord.
The beautiful gifts we appear to pay. We come in the service, and we appear to be those who have given ourselves over to the Lord. He wants our love. He wants us to trust Him. He wants us to embrace that relationship. Jesus wants it all. Jesus wants us totally giving ourselves to the precious gift that He has given to us, the Lord God has given to us. What Jesus wants from us isn't just gold and silver, frankincense and myrrh, all of us, all that's good, and it sounds great. They're symbolic, I suppose. But Jesus wants us to fully give ourselves over to Him. He wants us to embrace what He has given to us. He wants us to embrace that salvation.
That's right.
He wants us to embrace that gift of eternal life. He wants us to embrace Him by giving ourselves totally over to Him.
That's right.
Ah, what a precious gift He wants to provide. And we can be a precious gift to Him.
My Lord.
And give them joy to His heart by living and being what He would have us to be.
That's right.
Love.
Faith.
I suppose I should put obedience in there somewhere.
Yes, sir.
Give it back His word, because He is the word.
That's right.
All that He has given to us.
My God.
I believe we can make this a joyous time, a joyous season, not just for our families. Let's make this a joyous time. Jesus. By giving ourselves totally over. I'm not just talking about in words. I'm talking about in the way we live and the things we do. Let's decide on this day. I'm going to move forward giving myself more totally over. More fully over. More completely over to Jesus Christ. That's the gift He wants. He wants you. He wants you to accept and embrace the salvation that He has given to us. By His death on the cross. He wants us to embrace that so that He can spend eternity with you over in glory.
Thank you, God.
Precious gift. That's what Jesus wants.
Yeah.
That's what Jesus wants for me.
That's right.
That's what Jesus wants for me.
Amen.
That's what Jesus wants for me.
Hallelujah.
We as a church call ourselves a household of faith.
I
can't help but feel that somewhere in the church there are some who have got a really fully given themselves over to us. When we come and we look like we're a church
family. My Lord, my Lord.
And God doesn't want the look.
Amen.
God doesn't even just want the sound. Because you don't even sound like a church. Sound. You can even look like a church.
My God.
That loves the Lord. But God wants something more than looks and sounds.
Yes, sir.
God wants it to be down on the inside.
Yes, sir. Hallelujah.
He wants us to totally give ourselves.
Yes.
I think, this is my word now. God had said this. I believe that Jesus would consider you a precious gift.
That's right. My Lord.
If you give yourself over to Him totally. Not just for show. Not just to say to your friends, I belong to a church.
That's right.
Totally. Totally.
Yes, sir.
May have been in the church a long time.
My Lord.
But have to give yourself totally. Right. Totally. Totally.
Amen.
Fully giving yourself to the Lord. That's what Jesus wants.
That's right.
Happy birthday, Jesus.
Yes, sir.
I'm giving myself over to
you. Hallelujah.
Happy birthday, Jesus. I don't have much. But all that I have and all that I am, I'm giving over to you. Happy birthday, Jesus.
Thank you.
You died on the cross.
Yes, sir.
Happy birthday. I love you. I trust you. And I'm going to embrace the relationship with you for the rest of my life.
My God.
Jesus. The precious gift.
Yeah.
You are precious to Him. Give yourself totally over to Him. That's the gift that He wants. for Christmas. Let us talk to the Lord. Oh, our Father and our loving God.
Yes, God.
We recognize, Father, that those wise men came because they knew who Jesus was.
Yes.
They came giving gifts because they knew who he was.
Well,
Father, we've come to know who Jesus is. We've come to know who he is not just because we've heard about him in church, not just because we've read about him in the scriptures.
Well,
but Father, because he's touched our lives over and over again. So Father, we're just asking in the precious name of Jesus Christ that you stir us up inside.
Yes, God.
To the point where we decide we can't hold back anymore.
My Lord.
We want to give ourselves totally over.
Yeah.
They have said it a long time ago. They have looked like it a long time ago.
Well,
and they have sounded like it a long time ago. But Father, we want to really give ourselves over to Jesus Christ. On this his birthday, we want to say, Jesus, we love you.
Lord.
All that I am. All that I am, I give to you.
Yes.
Oh, in the precious name of Jesus we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Let us all stand.
Amen.
Now, I've alluded to some who have already said they gave themselves to the Lord a long time ago.